theater. And Sally and Billy were so excited because the movie Snow White had come out. And the theater in town for Christmas time had said that all the children could come for free to see this special movie. And so they were so excited, and they were walking to the theater, and they were talking about, oh, I wonder what it'll be like, because they'd never done anything like that before, because Sally and Billy were really poor, and their mama had died, and they didn't have any fun in their life, really, to speak of. They had to help with the housework. And so they got there, and they went inside, and there was a Santa Claus there, and there were some elves, and then they went in these big doors, and it was dark in there except for some little lights right along the aisle. And Sally was kind of scared because Sally was scared of the dark. And she grabbed hold of Billy's hand, and they went down the aisle, and then they sat down in a seat, and they were waiting. And back then when you went to the theater, there were big velvety curtains. And when it was time to start, they would open up with a whoosh. And so all of a sudden the curtains parted, and there was a bright light shining right on the stage. And on the stage was a baby in a manger, and a man and a woman. And then there was a voice that told about how baby Jesus had come as a baby, and he came to save the whole world and to bring light in the darkness. And Sally's heart was touched. She had never heard the story of baby Jesus. And she thought, oh, this is so wonderful. And then the light went off, and the curtains closed, and then the next few minutes they opened again, and then Snow White started. And old Sally was so scared when Snow White was running through the forest and everything was dark, and Snow White was scared and Sally was scared, but then it got better when it got light, and Sally and Snow White, the animals were there to help her, and she found that little house, and they just watched. They were so excited, and then it got over, and they went up out the door, and as they were going out the door, the little helpers there that were dressed up for Christmas handed everybody a candy cane with a paper on it, and Sally took it, and she put it in her pocket, and she and Billy talked about it all the way home. They were just so excited about everything they'd seen and how they loved all the songs. Well, when they got home, Daddy was there, and Daddy wasn't in a very good mood. Daddy was sad because Mama had died, and Daddy had to work hard, and Sally hadn't done the dishes. And he said, Sally, you better go in and do those dishes. And so she went in, and she started washing the dishes, and she dropped a glass, and it shattered. And she got the broom, and she was trying to clean it up, and Daddy was not very kind to Sally, and he said, Sally, you shouldn't have done that. You're going to have to go out in the shed. And so Sally and Daddy went out to the shed, and he said, you have to stay out here for a while and think about being more careful. And so Daddy shut the door, and Sally was so scared because it was dark, and Sally just sat down with her back against the wall, and she was thinking, oh, I don't like the dark. And there was a little bit of light coming through a crack in the wall, and Sally's hands were getting cold, and Sally put her hands into her pocket, and she felt something in her pocket, and she drew out the candy cane and that piece of paper. She hadn't stopped to read it, but she looked at it, and it said, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light, Sally said. And she said, baby Jesus, will you come and be with me here in my darkness? And Sally always remembered that. And later when she grew up, she learned more about Jesus, and she learned to love him. So always remember that even when things aren't good, that Jesus is always the light that came to light up the whole world. Let's bow our heads and have a little prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for coming into this dark old world and being the light of the world, Father. And we can hardly wait until you come again and take us all home to heaven. Please be with these children, Father. Take good care of them and bless them and help them to grow up to love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I have